if you go out, look outside your window, sometime maybe in October or November, and there's some white stuff. It hasn't snowed, but there's a little white on the ground. What do you call that?
I call that frost.
Okay. Now, do you make any distinctions between different kinds of frost, light, or severe?
Yeah, we have light, and then we have some killing. We call it killing frost.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Uh-huh.
We call that killing frost.
Now, is that the same thing as a hard freeze?
Yeah, it is a hard freeze when you get it. No, it wouldn't be a hard freeze, but I don't think it'd be not necessarily be have to be a hard freeze.
Just when it was
talking about when it freezes up your water and all that. No. We hardly ever have anything like that.
Okay.
Just about once a year, we'll have it down towards zero.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the time, it's mild or modern.
Okay. you went out on a day, in the fall, you thought I had to put on, say, I'm going to put on a sweater because it's kind of hot outside. What do you call that?
We call it chilly weather.
Okay, that's what I mean. And then we talked about during a hard freeze and the water in the pond might freeze. And if it has, then you say the water is what? Water in the pond will get down to about zero.
We don't have that anymore.
If it ever happened, though, you'd say the water.
It used to happen. Back when I was a boy, we used to skate on the pond around here.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't had a pond hard enough to skate on since you've been here, have we? We ain't had for years. We haven't had a pond froze hard enough to skate on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How high is the ceiling in here, would you say?
It's about 10 feet, I guess.
Okay. And now, the rooms in your would you name the rooms in your house? What you call the rooms in your house? And kind of here, as a matter of fact, why don't you just give me a floor plan of the names of the rooms is what I want. You know what you call them?
Yeah. Well,
from the first floor. You have two stories?
No,
okay.
Just one.
All right.
We've got a den here on the south.
Describe the room.
Well, it's long. It's long. It used to be a porch.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a porch all the way on this side and all the way down on the other side, and still on the other side, but it's streamed in.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a den out of that porch. The den of the porch from to the outside. Mm-hmm. And then the next room next to here we called the living room.
That's going that way, right?
Yeah,
that's going.
That's right.
Okay.
And then the room next to it, still farther over, is the front bedroom, we call it.
Okay.
Then the next one is the middle bedroom. And then the last one is the third bedroom. And one of
they had three bedrooms in a row one
time? Yeah, all in a row.
And that's what direction is that? That's
on the west side.
Okay, and you call it and you call that the last one? What do you call that last one? Back bedroom?
The back bedroom.
Okay.
That's where we stay most of the time, yeah.
Okay. And how about, what's behind the living room?
Yeah, back here?
Yeah.
The kitchen and dining room.
Okay. And now where's the dining room in relation to the kitchen?
The kitchen's first and the dining room next and then the living room. They're all in a row, right?
Oh, I see. So the dining room is across from the middle bedroom there.
That's right.
I see. Okay. And what do you call the kind of porch you have in front? What would you call it?
I don't know. I never did name it. I don't know what they call it. It's just a big front porch.
What I was getting at, if you had a special name for it, if it were enclosed or not enclosed.
Well, it's enclosed.
Yeah.
It's screened in.
And you don't use any term like a veranda or
a
high ESA or anything.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's okay. All right. I don't know if you have one in the house you're living in now, but now you call it the living room, but would you call that room the living room when you were a boy? That same room,
yeah.
That same kind of room?
Yeah.
Never had any other name for it. A room where guests might